Day 32. Deuteronomy 32:48-33. Deuteronomy 32:48-52. NKJV. Then the Lord spoke to Moses that very same day, saying, Go up this mountain of the Abarim, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, across from Jericho, view the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel as a possession. And die on the mountain which you ascend, and be gathered to your people, just as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people. Because you trespassed against me among the children of Israel at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, because you did not hallow me in the midst of the children of Israel. Yet you shall see the land before you, though you shall not go there, into the land which I am giving to the children of Israel. Deuteronomy 33:1-29 NKJV. Now this is the blessing with which Moses the man of God blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, The Lord came from Sinai, and dawned on them from Seir, he shone forth from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000s of saints, from his right hand came a fiery law for them. Yes, he loves the people, all his saints are in your hand, they sit down at your feet, everyone receives your words. Moses commanded a law for us, a heritage of the congregation of Jacob, and he was king in Jeshurun, when the leaders of the people were gathered, all the tribes of Israel together. Let Reuben live and not die, nor let his men be few, and this he said of Judah, Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah and bring him to his people, let his hands be sufficient for him, and may you be a help against his enemies. And of Levi he said, Let your Thummim and your Urim be with your Holy One, whom you tested at Massah, and with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah, who says of his father and mother, I have not seen them, nor did he acknowledge his brothers, or know his own children, for they have observed your word and kept your covenant. They shall teach Jacob your judgments, and Israel your law, they shall put incense before you, and a whole burnt sacrifice on your altar. Bless his substance, Lord, and accept the work of his hands, strike the loins of those who rise against him, and of those who hate him, that they rise not again. Of Benjamin he said, The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, who shelters him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, Blessed of the Lord is his land, with the precious things of heaven, with the dew, and the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun, with the precious produce of the months. With the best things of the ancient mountains, with the precious things of the everlasting hills, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush. Let the blessing come, on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. His glory is like a firstborn bull, and his horns like the horns of the wild ox, together with them he shall push the peoples to the ends of the earth, they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, Rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, and Issachar in your tents, they shall call the peoples to the mountain, there they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness. For they shall partake of the abundance of the seas and of treasures hidden in the sand. And of Gad he said, Blessed is he who enlarges Gad, he dwells as a lion and tears the arm and the crown of his head. He provided the first part for himself because a lawgiver's portion was reserved there. He came with the heads of the people, he administered the justice of the Lord, and his judgments with Israel. And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp, he shall leap from Bashan. And of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor, and full of the blessing of the Lord, possess the west and the south. And of Asher he said, Asher is most blessed of sons, let him be favored by his brothers, and let him dip his foot in oil. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze, as your days, so shall your strength be. Here is no one like the God of Jeshurun, who rides the heavens to help you, and in his excellency on the clouds. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms, he will thrust out the enemy from before you and will say, Destroy. Then Israel shall dwell in safety, the fountain of Jacob alone, in a land of grain and new wine, his heavens shall also drop dew. Happy are you, O Israel. Who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help and the sword of your majesty? Your enemies shall submit to you, and you shall tread down their high places. UCG Bible Commentary, Deuteronomy 32:48-33, Moses ordered to Mount Nebo, prophetic blessings on the tribes. Moses' prophetic blessings on Israel. Just before his death, Moses proclaims prophetic blessings for the tribes of Israel. Similar prophecies for all the tribes were given by Jacob, which Moses recorded earlier in Genesis 49. In one of Moses' blessings here he actually quotes Jacob in using the words, on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers, Deuteronomy 3:16, Genesis 9:26. In attempting to locate the various tribes today, such prophecies are invaluable. The easiest tribe for most people to identify is, of course, Judah, almost universally believed to be the ancestor of the modern Jews. Considering the history of the Jewish people, including the modern state of Israel, the prophecy that the Jews would have many enemies has certainly proven to be valid, Deuteronomy 33:7. But what about the other tribes? Though still not commonly recognized or believed, many have come to the realization that most of the tribes of Israel later migrated to Northwest Europe following their Assyrian captivity. Compare 2 Kings 17, the United States and Britain in Bible prophecy. The primary peoples of all the tribes of Israel would be those of Joseph, the father of Ephraim and Manasseh. Deuteronomy 3:17, Joseph was given the birthright, after Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, disqualified himself, Genesis 49:3-4, 1 Chronicles 5:1. Among those who accept the truth of the Israelite migrations to Northwest Europe, Joseph is commonly understood to be the forefather of the English-speaking peoples of the United States and the former British Commonwealth. Identifying the other tribes is more difficult, as there are not nearly as many biblical and historical clues to go on. Nevertheless, they apparently may be found among such nations as France, Switzerland, Belgium, the Netherlands, Ireland, Denmark, Sweden, Finland, Norway, and Iceland. Simeon, not mentioned in Deuteronomy 33, and Levi were to be scattered throughout the other tribes, Genesis 49:5-7. Though Levi was given the job of teaching God's truth to his people, Deuteronomy 33:8-10. Verse 27 contains a wonderful promise to Israel that certainly applies to the spiritual people of God today and always. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This reminds us that God will be there to catch us when we fall, if we devote our lives to serving Him.